T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's 9:30 in 716.
David Bellavia on the radio again.
Talk radio can either be a cudgel that divides more, or it could be an opportunity where we can just say we're neighbors and we're gonna. And if there is, God forbid, another 9/11 or China or something down the road, we're going to need Democrats and Republicans. We're going to need people working together to be more perfect.
I'm Tim Wenger on 9:30 and 716. It's been a busy couple weeks since we learned Sandy Beach would be signing off WBEN. So many emotions, so many stories to tell, and so many people wishing him deserved well wishes. Now it's time for David Bellavia. The Medal of Honor recipient and former WBEN host on Bowerly and Bellavia settles into the broadcast chair again and assumes the show from 9 till noon on WBEN. I couldn't be happier, and neither could he.
I love it. It's so normal to me. It's like being back home with your friends.
David Bellavia on stepping in to the radio thing full time.
My COVID has lasted for a year because I haven't been able to do something I really love to do. And then I just thought about the timing of this, with Sandy making his decision, with Western New York just being ripped apart by all these different, why do a radio show now? What's your intent? What can you add and what can you bring to the table? And I just thought about it long and hard, and having the freedom to be home at a station that you respect and that, you know, you kind of grew up in radio with WBN and Entercom. I'm just blessed, and I'm looking forward to it.
Here's what I know from where I sit, and you know where I sit, is this country right now is at a, you know, you're either here, you know, let's say, for lack of a better way to put it, here on the left or you're here on the right. And if I'm the guy on the left, I don't like the guy on the right, and vice versa. We're in such a tumultuous time, and the election is coming up. But I know you always respect your enemy, so to speak. You know, you want to hear from people. You want to be inclusive. How are you going to get that done? That's a tough road.
I don't think it is. I think it's just a matter of, if you're a genuine person and you come across as not having an agenda, and you play your cards on the table. I mean, I support the president. I am a conservative. That doesn't mean that everything I talk about has to be in defense of the president or has to push, you know, a conservative agenda. And there are people in this audience that don't like the president. I'm not insecure about my beliefs where I have to keep that away from the audience. The problem that we have in our society is that we pick the wrong times to confront people. We pick Thanksgiving. We pick our Facebook wall. Instead of having a slow release of the valve system to allow the pressure to slowly dissipate, we bottle it up, and then it becomes dramatic and an explosion, and it's not worth it. And honestly, if the Bills score on Sunday, I'm going to give Mark Poloncarz a hug and high-five him. We're Bills fans. We're Western New Yorkers. We eat pizza. We eat chicken wings. We dip it in blue cheese. That's what we do. Why? I can think of a million reasons why I agree with Byron Brown, what I have in common with Byron Brown. Why is it that because of a statement he made, he's evil or I have to hate him? We don't grow that way. And right now, talk radio can either be a cudgel that divides more, or it could be an opportunity where we can just say we're neighbors and we're going to, and if there is, God forbid, another 9/11 or China or something down the road, we're going to need Democrats and Republicans. We're going to need people working together to be more perfect.
You know, a lot of people do know a lot more about you now than they did over a year ago when you received the Medal of Honor. But you do get labeled politically in talk radio. It happens all the time to hosts everywhere. And some hosts, just that's all they want to talk about. And I know that's not you. And I think the audience has learned a lot about you. But you're much deeper than politics. And frankly, your interest level probably goes to other things before it goes to politics.
Well, you know, you are huge. Obviously, one of the reasons why I want to stay at WBN is the team that I've had to work with and the management here that really have just given me a tremendous education on a better way to communicate. I remember days being so frustrated because I never really had, you know, I worked at other radio stations for other companies. There was never anyone to actually say, this isn't the angle today. This isn't the story. Your politics and your point of view are the filter in which you're going to talk about something, but it doesn't have to be the election of 2016 every single day. And I fought that and I resisted that. I thought, no, I know the audience better. And it turned out that people get tired of talking about COVID and masks, and they get tired of just one topic all the time. And I by that evolution and learning from people who've been doing this forever, like Sandy and like Bowerly, you start to understand, okay, I see where I can talk about the Bills and the Sabres, even though our sister station does that all the time. There's a time to talk about sports. There's a time to talk about music and movies. It can't be dictated all the time. You can't hijack a show. But again, our listeners are just much more than politics, and they're much more than just sports. And, you know, I'm talking to people I want to have on the program. A lot of these folks are people that want to talk about things outside of what they're known for. You know, maybe you want to bring on the mayor to talk about what he watches on Netflix. That's fascinating to me. Byron Brown has a Q on Netflix. I got to know what that is. What's he watching? You know, I'm fascinated by that. So if we can make it more about people and make it more entertaining, it could always be educational. You can always fire people up. But if the intent is to fire them up to be more divisive, I think we've had far too long of that. And it's starting to show that, you know, we're not strong enough as a republic to handle more divisiveness.
You know, it's interesting. As I go out and cover a lot of the people you just mentioned and cover stories that they're trying to tell, mainly from a political perspective, I've learned a lot about those people from those conversations and what kind of people they are. Mayor Brown, for example, I've had some really interesting conversations with him. He's a pretty interesting guy, and it's conversations like those, I think, that would be really cool for the public to be able to hear and to get to know a guy like him better, or Mark Poloncarz, or Brian Higgins, or, you know, insert the name of whoever.
I learned a tremendous amount from the WBN coverage of the Bishop Malone story, because I thought that we did our best to show the side that was, you know, Bishop Malone has to go, the victims, the attorneys, Bishop Malone himself, the Catholic diocese, all these different stories. And then there were people in the media and on Twitter that this was the biggest thing that was happening in Buffalo. Bishop Malone resigns. I haven't heard a single word about victims, about the transgressions of the past, about moving forward. And it's almost as if it's just about a scalp. It was just, give me a person to pay for the sins of the past. Let's ruin his reputation. Let's have him, you know, retire and make him dishonorable. And it was so cruel and unnecessary to what I really felt was a man that was trying to heal. And the way that they attacked him for wanting to heal made me realize we have a much bigger responsibility than just, you know, there are people out there that will give you the facts. Brian and Susan, Tom Puckett, Randy Bush, when they're doing the news, it's the facts. But just because we're doing the commentary part, we're giving analysis, that doesn't mean that we don't have responsibility to. And my beliefs are my beliefs. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to run away from them. But I don't need to bash you over the head with them. there is a place for liberals in our world. There's a place for conservatives in our world. I just don't understand why talk radio, because Rush Limbaugh's on your station or Sean Hannity's on your station, that you have to be the one that can only hear from people that think like you. I just think that's not modern. It's not evolved.
So Sandy said goodbye on Thursday, in an emotional day on the radio station, for sure, and a lot of people, partook in that show. On Monday, you get to say hello again. I mean, any plans for Monday on what you want to talk about or what you think where this show starts?
Well, the first thing is we're going to fire Tony and Joe Beamer. Get them the hell out of there. I don't know what Sandy's thinking. No, Sandy is a huge influence. Sandy is if there's a Mount Rushmore, Irv Weinstein, I don't even think you can put – Sandy is – I think the most influential broadcaster in all of Western New York's history, because first of all, Sandy was able to do this on so many levels. As a program director, he worked in sales, he was a DJ, and it's not easy to make that transition from disc jockey, funny every 2 minutes, to long format talk radio. And Sandy did it at an age where a lot of people don't even like to change anything about their life, let alone their career and their path. And he dominated. He dominated at every aspect of the industry. So you can't replace Sandy Beach, because I'll never be better than Sandy Beach. This is a man who spent 60 years of his life doing something and being the best at it. I have no intention to make anyone forget Sandy Beach, because no one can forget Sandy Beach. So the best chance for me to have a show in a year is to just do my own thing and work with Tony and work with Joe and just have a different look. So many people are listening to radio at their own time on demand. The podcast, everything was going to kill terrestrial radio. XM Digital was going to kill terrestrial radio. TV, cable, now it's podcasting. Terrestrial radio will be here forever. It's just going to, it's going to morph. It's going to evolve. And our shows are going to be listened to, our callers are going to be listened to, and it might just be 4 hours after the program. It might be 2 days after the program. So we have to truncate our product in a way that is easily digestible for people to listen to it in 2 days. How embarrassing is it if someone pulled a week of your podcast and you're talking about the same thing? They're like, what day am I listening to? What changed today? Well, like, turns out Cuomo's still killing elderly people. You know, that works, and maybe that's what the audience wants to hear that day. But I think we're far better to be nuanced and evolved and to say, listen, I'm not going to tell you what I think Byron Brown was saying or Mark Poloncarz. Mark Poloncarz, tell me what you're saying and tell me why you're saying it. And do you feel that you're in comfort? And do you feel that you could be honest and have real discussions without feeling you're going to be ambushed or feeling that I'm going to try to, you know, convince you or make you look foolish? We've got more important things to do, and we need Poloncarz and we need Brown and we need everyone else to see WBN for what it is. It's not a right-wing pro-Trump station. It's the number one radio station in Western New York for talk. That's what we are. And you have to be here if you want to extend your message to 50% of your voting block. And you need us, and we need you, and I think it's a great little synergy to build up those relationships.
Well said. I look forward to that. And, you know, if there can be something good of this, that comes of this, I mean, it's never an easy thing when you lose someone like Sandy, you know, to your brand, your radio station. But ultimately, it's going to happen, and it has, and we wish Sandy the best in his all the time he has now to enjoy life and do what Sandy wants to do. But usually that means for people like me that we got to start all over again. We got to find someone. We have to cultivate and start them. And we're not starting all over again, because you've done this. You've been here. You're known to the audience. So you're right. You can't replace Sandy Beach. I can't replace Sandy Beach. Nobody can replay Sandy Beach. But you can take the time slot and build your own. And I'm looking forward to that. And that's what happens starting Monday.
And you know, another thing that I don't think WBN gets enough credit for is that, you know, we've got an incredible farm system here in this building. I mean, the people you hear on the air have been behind the scenes producing for years. I think Brian Mazurowski is one of the coolest stories out there. I mean, I knew the moment I talked to that guy that he was outrageously talented. He could be funny, he could be serious, and now look at how far he's been able to go. Joe Beamer is a future host at WBEN, and so I love the ability to be able to work with people and help them, you know, the way I was helped. You know, Bowerly took me at a time when, you know, I appreciate and very much respect people that have been doing something for a while that have enough time to look at the next group coming up. They're not threatened by them, and they're like, look, we could be better. We could be bigger. There's room for three other Joe Beamers to come from Western New York and to be able to be on, you know, the air. So I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about working with people that could be hosting down the road, and maybe we can just completely change the way we do local talk and take ourselves seriously enough to realize that this is a great audience, it's a great opportunity, and we can be effective, and we can be more successful because, you know, we're able to listen.
Very cool. Well, like the big voice guy is saying on the radio station now all the time, David Bellavia, 9 to noon on WBEN. Sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It's really cool. It really is. And I'm very appreciative of the opportunity, and I look forward to staying there.
David Bellavia, Monday through Friday, 9 till noon on WBEN. It just feels right.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.